Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50, and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Monday morning. And with our pre-opening report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are expected to be fully steady to $1 per hundredweight higher on good buying interest from packers. Terminals are called from steady to as much as $2 higher, with top prices from $47.50 to $53. Peoria called $1 to $2 higher today with a top price of $47.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, June 15th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,813. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.75 to $76. The weighted average, $71.39, a gain of $1.99 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.71 to $60, and the weighted average was $57.61. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchase were 13,430. The base price range was $62.50 to $78. The weighted average, $73.21, a gain of 89 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48 to $60, and the weighted average was $57.64. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, the Eastern Corn Belt needs a general across-the-board soaking. Are we going to get it in this storm?
We're not going to see it all at once, but we will see some precipitation. In fact, the radar is starting to show some returns across southeastern Illinois, southwestern Indiana, even portions of western Kentucky and north-central Tennessee. And as dry as we are across east central Illinois, the area to the south and east of us is that much drier. So starting to break the cap as far as the precipitation, and starting to see a cold front march across Minnesota and Nebraska. And that will bring better coverage of rain as far as amounts. Definitely not enough to replace the evaporative losses of the last couple weeks. But showers and thunderstorms this morning were confined to the western fringe of the region, where the moisture remains very abundant. Drought continues to gradually expand northward into Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Pastures and summer crops are increasing stress levels there, and corn and soybeans would greatly benefit from a widespread soaking before entering the temperature and moisture-sensitive silking and blooming stages of development. The heat in central and southern Illinois during the weekend, quite indicative of the developing drought. A very close watch on the region is required, and the crop stress is quickly approaching a critical level. Rain that falls today and tomorrow will be too brief and too light to induce any kind of long-term change. Another chance for rain late this week will be even more important, since it will be the last opportunity for rain before another high-pressure ridge builds into the region. And once that high-pressure ridge builds, temperatures will be up and chances for precipitation once again down. So if you don't get significant rain this time around or by the end of the week, it could be very detrimental to the crop there. This is a rain event to be watched most closely that occurs Thursday and Friday in the western Corn Belt, and Friday and Saturday in the eastern Belt. Will bring a cluster of very intense thunderstorms possible in Illinois, advancing into Illinois and Indiana. Disturbance is the only hope for better relief to the net drying conditions, and the odds disfavor more than several counties across the region getting enough rain to change soil conditions. If there is going to be a surprise rain event, it could come from this cluster of storms. 1 week soil moisture change maps indicate that most of the Midwest seeing net drying conditions despite this week's expected rainfall. Amounts for today and tonight are expected to be generally in the range between maybe a tenth to a half inch of rain, maybe some local amounts up to three quarters of an inch, with thunderstorms producing localized, very localized amounts over an inch. Then again, on Wednesday and Thursday in the eastern Corn Belt, we're only looking for maybe a 15% coverage of up to a quarter inch of rain in some locations. Then the Friday and Saturday event, another 50% coverage, maybe up to two quarters of an inch, up to four-tenths of an inch, and then local amounts of 1 inch of rain that could fall. And right now, according to the computer maps, it looks like northern Illinois and Indiana are favored. That would leave east central out of the mix as far as the heaviest precipitation. But again, that's the best chance of rain we have for the end of the week. Other areas of the country, the Delta and the Southeast, timely showers expected today into Tuesday for the Delta. If the rain does occur, expected a temporary reprieve from the rapid drying that will occur over the next few days. No long-term fix to the drier bias is anticipated, and crops in the Delta are seeing the timely showers, but seasonal warming is making it more difficult for the preparation precipitation to counter the evaporative losses, and that will lead into significant crop stress wherever the rain becomes minimal over several day period. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at $6, up 3.75. Last trade down 2. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 6.08, up 1.5. Last trade down 3.25. December, 6.26.5, up 4.5. Last trade down 2.25. July corn opened at 4.24.25, up 5.25. Last trade up 7.25. December, 4.27.5, up 3.25. Last trade up 7.25. March, 4.33, up 0.5. Last trade up 7. July beans opened at 8.58.25, up 10. Last trade up 13.25. November, 8.90.75, up 10. Last trade up 13.25. July 2008. $9, down 1.5, last trade up 10.5. July soybean meal opened at 237, up 1.3, up 160, last trade was up 350, and July soybean oil opened at 35.95, up 7, last trade up 37. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Dave.
Some of the weather folk that we use have some predictions about how much rain we'll see out of this front moving through overnight into Tuesday. Peoria, about 0.2 inch going over to Indianapolis, about 0.4 inch. I use those numbers because that is one of the drier regions in the eastern Corn Belt, at least in Illinois through Indiana. Is this enough rain to push prices significantly higher above the contract highs we saw overnight?
Well, I would assume that we will, Dave. I mean, what you got to look at right now is normal rainfall is roughly an inch a week from here forward. And they're talking maybe if we're lucky we get a half an inch. And as dry as we are, we'll continue to lose ground to some extent. The trade still has this balancing act with the Western Corn Belt in fairly good shape. In fact, one of our offices out in Nebraska and also the office in Minnesota talking about they're not sure how it could get any better in their areas, and they continue to see some rain. So you've got to balance what appears to be a relatively good crop against what's going to be a relatively poor crop in the West as we begin to come under stress. And I say begin to because I think this week is critical. If we get a half an inch, it may help sustain us for another week, but we certainly can't go 3 weeks with a half an inch of water over here. We're going to start to do damage to the yield on this corn crop in this area. And beans have just stopped growing. In general, our beans have just gone to a status quo mode, waiting for the next rain before they start adding growth, which they'll do if we get a good shower out here. So I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find people that really want to sell this market, and buyers will probably be fairly numerous. So we'll see this thing make a run up there. You've got the weekly chart has got a high at 437, which is going to be interesting to see if we go challenge that. I'm assuming we'll go challenge that this week also on the July futures.
And, of course, overnight we saw Dee's corn put a new high in at 435 and November beans at 896 and a quarter. at these lofty levels, how do you begin to project what the upside potential is?
Boy, it's pretty tough because there's not much to go on as you get out here. You might look beyond 437. I think you can probably start to turn your attention to the contract high on July corn, which is 458.5. And the December is probably going to start looking at that 450 mark as a point that it wants to run to. You know, you've also got markets moving back towards an inverse, which is also helping to build somewhat of a bullish thought process out here. As the cash corn stays relatively tight and probably doesn't move again until we get a good rain over here, especially in the east, we're not going to see much corn move.
The calls for this morning then?
I'm going to say you're probably going to be in that 5 to 7 higher on corn and probably in the 8 to 10, maybe even 12 to 15 type higher bean market, and then see whether the funds are there to try and buy it. But you're right on the weather. It's going to be a mix. We do have some forecasters that are saying we could see more normal type rainfall over the next 2 weeks, but I'm not sure the trade's going to buy it until they can see the rain show up.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.